On Sunday, RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 3 winner Trixie Mattel takes a rack to the Egg in Albany behind her new album, Barbara.
I can see us in a small town. You count the stars up in the sky.
Mattel, known offstage as Brian Furcus, was raised in Milwaukee and got her start in drag when she worked in a local production of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
There's obviously in Rocky a lot of makeup and wigs and stuff, so then the drag character was sick and I had to step in one day and it kind of stuck.
The name Trixie came in part from her character in that production of the cult camp hit.
Also, when I was younger, my stepdad and I didn't have a good relationship, and whenever I was acting too feminine or too sensitive, he would call me a Trixie. So it's sort of like a slur. I kind of like took it back for something else. And then Mattel was because when I turned 21, I was working in the nightclubs and nobody really knew who I was. They didn't know my name, but they were like, oh, that new girl, the one that looks like a Barbie. And Mattel's the manufacturer of Barbie.
Mattel's come a long way since those days in the late 2000s. She headlines national tours and releases albums that chart.
When you're a new drag queen, you just want people to take you seriously. But no one does because you're new, young, and you look terrible. Everybody has a similar experience of like, you know, you turn 21 and you go to the clubs and you're like, I'm it. And the people who've been doing drag like 5 years are like, no, you're not.
Mattel says her act progressed from lip-syncing and exploring a variety of looks before she homed in on the Barbie aesthetic and stand-up.
Now it's like this kid toy with like this adult sense of humor. That's a really good thing.
When she added her guitar to the mix, the act was complete. Mattel cites a love of folk acts like Jason Isbell and Amy Mann, country staples like Johnny Cash and June Carter, power pop bands like Fountains of Wayne and Weezer, and girl groups like the Go-Go's and the Donnas. In 2015, Mattel appeared on Season 7 of RuPaul's Drag Race after she was fired from her full-time job. It wasn't easy settling into the harsh demands of reality television.
The first time you're on camera, about one of the biggest TV shows like in the world, it's obviously very nerve-wracking, and you make all your mistakes in real time. You let the cameras make you nervous. You let the cameras intimidate you. You know, when you're not used to being on camera, it feels like a gun being pointed at you, you know? And it's so hard to, like, be yourself in a way. Some people really thrive in that environment, and I didn't, at least not at first.
But Mattel found her footing, and her appearances began to build the ever-growing audience she plays to today. Then, in 2018, she won RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars.
I remember sitting in Chicago in a bar and watching the TV, and I didn't know I was going to win. Watching myself win Drag Race in real time, it was like, mentally, I saw, like, the first time I put high heels on, fast-forwarded up to now, and it was, like, crazy. Crazy to think that this little, like, hobby from college that I was, like, originally ashamed of turned out to be this, like, giant career. I mean, I think that every night where I'm like, how am I doing this?
Earlier this month, Mattel released her third album, Barbara, which she says is sequenced in two distinct halves.
It's day at the beach, to think like AM radios and dune buggies, and kind of has like a 60s, 70s sound. And then the B-side is like the campfire at night or on the beach. It's a little more earthy and storytellery and a little smoother.
She's on the road now with a new show, Grown Up, which combines her comedy and her music into one complete vision.
My full band and like 12 costumes and 4 wigs and songs and stand-up, and it's a show that really has everything. Videos, lighting effects. This is like my dream show. I'm doing my dream show.
Been around for a long time now, I guess. Came around for a one night thing and I never left.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.